Hey, Brad, I will take all the help I can get. Good morning.
Good morning. We'll all take an extra $100, right?
For real, every month. Hey, when you coach people on how to find that $100 a month in their budget, where do you start?
It's always good to remind ourselves what we're trying to accomplish and what the real goal here is. And when people think of budgeting, it's normally not a pleasant thought. But what we're really trying to do is just make sure that what we're spending is going to places that and for things that we actually enjoy. And when people track their expenses, what we're trying to do is locate where's the $100 that we can free up on things that we're really that are not all that important to us, things that we're not getting that much enjoyment from or that are not doing that much for our family. Let's cut that $100 off of there and let's get rid of that and use it for something that we want but we can't afford right now. And unfortunately, a lot of people try to look at it from the standpoint of, well, what do other people spend in these various categories? And it's really not the right place to go, because what's least important to one person may be important to somebody else. So what you should be cutting is not going to be exactly the same as what somebody else should. So it really boils down to an individual choice rather than trying to fit ourselves into these spending categories and these percentages of expenses. And it's so much of an individual decision, but it's all about trying to maximize where your money is going for your situation.
Well, Brad, if we're supposed to have seen, you know, I'm sure that you've seen lots of budgets, but we also wanted to have you share from experience some of the most common optional expenses that people consider when they're trimming off to find that extra $100. You know, there's things that we see all the time, but what about food and things like that?
Yeah, and I like how you said optional expenses, because that's where we want to start, is what are the things that we're opting to spend money on, things that we can cut that are not going to violate some kind of obligation that we already have. So food is a perfect place to start, and food expenses typically come in two forms. We've got the eating out part of our budget, and then we also have the groceries that we buy and bring home and prepare. So let's start with eating out. And I always like to say that we should eat out because we plan to, not because we failed to plan. And unfortunately for a lot of us, eating out is because we failed to plan. So we've probably all had those situations where we go to work and we hadn't prepared ahead of time to take a lunch with us, so we end up eating out a lunch that we didn't really plan to eat out. So that's one situation. Or we didn't plan our meals for the family ahead of time, and we go to work. Next thing you know, it's 5 o'clock. Everybody's tired. Nobody wants to even think about what we're going to try to prepare or wait to prepare that food. So it's just easier to make that choice of, well, you know what, let's just all go out to eat. And those meals can get expensive if we do it very often. And it's all because we failed to plan ahead of time when we actually had the energy and maybe had the time to be able to do that planning ahead so that that meal would be ready for us at that moment when we didn't have the energy.
Well, Brad, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to jump to the grocery side of things. So if we go to the grocery side, again, a lot of it comes back to a lack of planning. And I see people that they'll go to the grocery store 20-plus times a month. And every time we go to the store, we're going to buy things that weren't part of the plan. And what I like to try to coach people to do is try to create a meal plan for an entire week. Make one trip to the store and try to buy everything for that week and that meal plan. And then even if you forget something or there's something fresh you need to go buy before you make a certain meal, you're going in with a meal plan already designed. Stick to the meal plan. Don't buy things that weren't on that meal plan. And the less times you walk into the store, the less you're going to spend on the grocery budget.
You know, and I'm glad you mentioned groceries, because you go to the grocery store, and this is one of my little points of contention every time I go. If I'm looking for fresh fruit and I'm thinking, okay, I'm in a hurry, this is just, it seems every year, this is the one that really just, I know it's a little thing, but it aggravates me to no end. I can either buy a whole watermelon for about $4, or I can pay $6 to $8 just because they sliced it for me. And I'm thinking, no, are you crazy? I'm not doing that. Convenience costs us money too.
Absolutely. And the grocery store is a perfect example of that. So, yeah, we're paying for the already prepared food or ready-to-cook food rather than buying it in its raw state or in its whole state, like in the case of the watermelon. You know, you look at carrots. Carrots are a perfect example. You can buy them in their raw form. You can buy them already peeled. You can even buy them already cut up, ready to go on your salad or put into a dish. The more prepared it is, the more you're going to pay for less quantity. And salads are the same way. I even think of garlic bread. Rather than buying a loaf of bread and butter and garlic, you can already buy the garlic bread already prepared and buttered and sliced and just ready to go into your oven. And each time we're buying more convenience, it's going to come with an added cost. And the popularity of those box services that you may hear about are a perfect example of that. Box subscriptions they're wonderfully convenient because they give you a menu. They're actually sending you all the ingredients. They're sliced. They're prepared. All you got to do is cook. Sounds like fun. And it probably is a lot of fun. But the problem is you're paying a lot of extra for that convenience. And what's happening is even these box subscription services are running into the problem that they're teaching people how to cook. They're giving them the menu or the recipe, and the people are then, instead of reordering, they're going to the grocery store and doing it themselves because they realize how much money they can save. So that's what we need to be looking at when it comes to convenience. What's it worth to us? What are we paying extra for it? And then decide which ones are worth it and which ones aren't.
Well, Brad, you know, there's an area in our household specifically that we enjoy, and it becomes this kind of catch-all for doing things like going out and eating, or, you know, we're like, hey, it's a celebration. It's, hey, you finished this thing, or you got this grade, or you did this event. What about gifts to others and personal celebrations?
You know, they're wonderful, and I would never tell somebody to cut back on the celebrations. It's maybe how we do it. And we got to remember what we're celebrating. And unfortunately, we a lot of times equate love and cost of things, and it really shouldn't be that. One of the best gifts that we can give is our time. It's one of the best and the most loving gifts that we can give, and when it comes to kids or family members, it's probably one of the things they want the most. They don't want whatever present we're buying for them as much as they really want us and an experience with us. So we need to remember who we're celebrating and make that what it's all about. Rather than that expensive meal, it's about the person. How can we make them feel special? So whether it's some accomplishment with our kids, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, holidays like Valentine's Day, Mother's and Father's Day, how can we celebrate the person? How can we make them feel loved and not just take the easy way out of throwing money at a situation? And that comes to so many aspects of our lives. It's just easier to throw money at it rather than putting ourselves into it. Mm. And what we need to just develop a new habit of is how do we put ourselves into it and still celebrate the exact same thing?
Well, Brad, let's talk about storage fees for a minute, too, because I had a storage unit a while back. I think it was around $70 a month, and it finally hit me after about 5 months. Oh. I don't even want the stuff that's in there, so I called some friends. I said, here's what I've got. You want it? Come and get it. It's yours. And I canceled that contract, and that can really suck the money out of the budget.
Oh, yeah. Storage units are a great business to be into, but not necessarily profitable for the people that are using them, especially when it comes to long term. So what I would say is if you've got things that have been in a storage unit for a year or longer, it's probably time to revisit this idea and see if you can get out of it, get rid of the stuff that's in it. Because, like you said, you may be paying fees that are actually adding up to more than what the stuff inside of it is even worth. So we really need to look at that. And it's just kind of it's part of our nature. We like to hold on to things, and it can even go to the state of hoarding. And it's just a good exercise of looking at what can I get rid of? And maybe we purge some of that. Maybe we, take some of those things we haven't thought about, and if they're important to us, how do we use them in a way that's, you know, actually usable to us rather than paying for them to just be in a dark closet?
Mm. That is just, oh, man. Oh, tell me about it, Kelly. I'm just like sitting there thinking, I'm like, yeah, I don't have one of those, but I have stuff. I have stuff. Everybody's got stuff. What about cell phone plans, Brad? What about those?
Well, cell phones are increasingly a larger and larger portion of the average person's budget. And it's because they're really becoming a bigger and bigger part of our life. What we need to do is look at those bills and see how we can get the service that we're looking for and do it in a cheaper way. And just with technology advancing, with the cell networks, no longer really being built, they're already in place. What you're finding is lesser known providers are coming in and piggybacking off of the big cell providers and maybe just buying that service from them and packaging it up in a cheaper way. And one of the things that's kind of migrating now, we all remember the days when we used to pay for long distance. Well, that day's gone. Now it's talk and text on cell is becoming more of a a free commodity almost, and most of it, the cost is coming from our cellular data. So maybe we need to look at how can we trim our cellular data usage, go more to a Wi-Fi type model, whether you're at work, whether you're at a restaurant, whether you're at home. A lot of people have access to Wi-Fi at different places in their day, and if they can go to a phone service that is built more on the Wi-Fi network, they might be able to find a lot cheaper service. And I can tell you for myself, that's what I've done, and my calls and my texts are completely free, and I'm primarily just using Wi-Fi. And my cellular bill last month was $2.35.
Oh,
and
man.
That's because my service is actually free, and I'm just paying the taxes and fees on it if I don't use cellular data. So I'm cheap. I don't mind saying that I like trying to save money in ways like that. And I'm not missing anything because I still have the data. I still have the talk and text, everything that I needed, and I'm almost always in a Wi-Fi scenario.
Okay, I'm writing this down. Write in Brad Graber for president next set of elections. I've got it. Made a note.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Man, I'm thinking with what you're doing for your own budget, just with cell phones alone, you could really help the nation. But that's just, okay, Brad, don't be surprised.
He can
if you
balance
get voted
it.
In.
He yeah. can balance it.
Hey, we just got about a minute or so left, Brad. One last thing to check on. How can we carve out some cash from what we do with vacations?
We all like vacations. We get worn down, so taking a good relaxing vacation is a great thing to do, and especially when we can incorporate that with our family. But it is one common way that we overspend. And I think part of it goes back to that idea of convenience. And we like to find all-inclusive resorts, or we like to find packages that are already planned out for us because it's convenient. But all of those services are going to come with added costs involved in it. So one of the first tips I'll give is just look at how can you do it yourself. How can you plan this out in a way with, you know, you do a little bit of research, you talk to other people that maybe have already gone to where you want to go and see what it is you should go to, what's worth spending the money on and what's not worth spending the money on, and always just spending cash. Don't go into debt to take a vacation. So those are some beginning thoughts for vacations.
All right. Well, that's all very helpful, Brad. Thank you for that. And I'm going to talk to you later about that cell phone plan of yours, buddy. I can use all the help I can get.